The Colorado Agricultural Development Authority is now headed into its 40th year of serving agricultural producers in Colorado. During the past four decades, we have assisted with more than 500 loans totaling over $100 million to the state's agricultural industry. Our Beginning Farmer program is available for individuals and married couples interested in farming and wish to purchase farm or ranch land anywhere within the state. To learn more about this program, visit our website at cadafarmloan.com, email us at jimrcada@comcast.net, or call us at 303-815-9543.
Ag fact of the day. Hey, honey, I'm home. Yes, home to lots and lots of bees who pollinate our crops and over 1 million pounds of honey in Colorado every year. How sweet is that? This ag fact is courtesy of the Colorado Corn Farmers Checkoff Dollars and the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.
Farm Progress's show, Senior Vice President Don Tork is my guest. Don, will there be any registration fees for those that want to participate online? And if they need to get pre-registered, is there a deadline to do so?
Yeah. Great question. First of all, no, it's free. So, you know, it's worth the time to go in and take a look. I mean, I hope some of the things I've talked about make people go, hey, I want to go look at that. And the price is right. Do go get registered. I mean, and it's really easy to register. You can go to farmprogress.com or huskerharvestdays.com. Either one, it'll take you there. It'll walk you through the process, how to get registered. I would get registered sooner than later. I mean, you can register up to the day of the show. But do it now, because we're going to be sending out reminders, and as we get new things done, just kind of keeping you in the queue while it's in top of mind, go in and register. There's not a deadline. You can register the day of the show, or you can also do afterwards. I mean, one of the things we've found about a virtual show that's kind of cool and different is you have 3 days at Husker Harvest Days or a Farm Progress show to experience this. Here, this is going to be live through mid-2021. So when you're sitting, you know, you can see all those combine heads work and how they work, but you can go back later and take a look at them in November after you've just finished harvesting and go, I want to go take a look one more time and see how those things work. So you can even go back and register then and get on. But I personally would take it, do it. Everything's frozen until September 15th. We have 3 live days of all this equipment, et cetera. You can watch what you want then. And then after that, you can go and look at it anytime.
You bet. Check out the archives. Farm Progress Virtual Experience brings together the best of Farm Progress Show and Husker Harvest Days into one powerhouse virtual experience. For more information, I know we had some audio glitches there when you were talking about the websites. To get more information on the event highlights, visit farmprogressshow.com or huskerharvestdays.com. And you guys also have a way you can sign up for Farm Progress Show mobile text, too. Tell me more about that.
Our mobile texts are really cool. I mean, we have them all the time with kind of little highlights. We do polls. We do a lot of different things. Simply text FPS to 20505. And you're going to get not only stuff about the virtual experience, but you're also going to get a lot of really cool stuff about farm progress, you know, what's happening in agriculture around the United States. So I would highly recommend do that. And even instead of FPS, let me back up just a minute. I would just do farm. Either one works, but if you do farm, that's going to put you in all of those. So FARM to 20505, and you're going to get a lot of different texts. So sorry about that. That was one that caught me just a little bit. I had to go back. My memory isn't perfect on that, but it's a great thing.
No, and besides the farm to 20505, if folks want beef-related information, they can text beef to 20505, or for pork information, hog to 20505, or even farm business related information, that's FFS to 20505. And of course, my favorite category, tractors. You can tractor to 20505 as well. I'm a huge tractor nut and farm machinery nut, although it's all changed recently. But another deal, you guys, just like us at the Colorado Farm Show, we have sponsors that make things possible each year. You guys have premier sponsors. Are any of those you want to mention or go through the list? Or if you don't have it, I've got it for you.
Well, we're really excited. We have a lot of sponsors for a lot of different things. And we're really excited about what they've, you know, in our world, right, sponsors help make things happen. This is a free event for farmers. This is not, you know, this is something, well, we kind of say we're making lemonade out of lemons here a little bit. You know, this all came at us, but you know, it's not a cheap endeavor for us to do. So certainly sponsors help all along. And you know, our premier sponsors that have really stepped up, and we appreciate that, include AGCO, Bayer, Asgrow DeKalb, Channel, Raven, and Syngenta. You know, we appreciate all that they have done. But we have a lot of other sponsors of breakout sessions and we couldn't do this without them. At the end of the day, it's certainly appreciated. And a lot of those people have really cool virtual events as well, that you can go in and look at everything that's happening here and click from our show onto what they've put together, onto the Syngenta virtual event, or onto the Asgrove DeKalb virtual event. So we're a little bit of a gateway into even deeper information that you can find from these key companies that have been our sponsors.
And with the way that ag technology is changing within our equipment business and that type of thing, and in our industry, it's always good to be able to find the latest and greatest information. I know we've covered a lot, maybe from the 30,000 foot view, but Don, any final thoughts or something we might have missed that comes to mind?
No, you know, again, nothing beats live. At the end of the day, you know, there are people out there that say, oh, live events are dead. I disagree. I think that you can't beat a live event, but I truly believe that the Farm Progress virtual experience is bringing the best of live events into a virtual format, the best that you can get. I think it's worth someone's time to go take a look at it. So again, go to farmprogressshow.com or oscarharvestdays.com to register. I'd register soon. The event is actually September 15th, 16th, and 17th, and then it will be live there through mid-2021. So I think it's worth a grower's time to go in and take a look. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it today, and thanks so much, Brian.
Yeah, we're trying to learn from you, just so you know, here at the Colorado Forum Show. But those comments, once again, from Don Tort, Senior Vice President, Farm Progress. I really appreciate your time and your expertise, and wish you all the best on the upcoming 2020 Virtual Farm Progress Show, September 15th, 16th, and 17th. Once again, go to farmprogressshow.com or huskerharvestdays.com. Thanks again, Don. Very much
appreciate it. Take care.
Well, that's a wrap on this week's show. Thanks to my guest once again, Don Tort, Senior Vice President of Farm Progress. You can check out his full, unedited interview online at barnfarmmedia.net, which is also where you'll find the latest national, regional, and more Colorado ag news, plus links to the Colorado State Fairs, Junior Livestock Shows, and archives. The direct link is livestream.com/barnmedia/2020CSF, or simply visit coloradostatefair.com. Until next weekend, thanks for joining me on This Week Inside the Barn. Take care, folks, and God bless.